Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 26 February, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we are studying the five categories of greater grace blessing rewards given to winner believers that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. First of all, we noted cities, Luke 19:12-27, and winner believers will rule cities during the millennial kingdom. Secondly, a very special city, the New Jerusalem. We saw that in Hebrews 11:8-10, Revelation 21:2, Revelation 21:10. Now, the third category is analogy to the harvest. Analogy to the harvest. Turn over to Matthew 13. The Lord Jesus Christ is holding another Bible class, and he's teaching through parables once again. Matthew 13. Matthew 13, let's start at verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he taught them many things in parables and teaching. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. By the way, all of this is looking at the human race. Looking at the human race and individuals, when the truth of the Word of God, when the truth of the grace gospel is given, there are those that have negative volition and say no to Jesus Christ. There are others who have positive volition initially and believe in Christ, and then they get distracted by all different kinds of things. They start out all right, and then they peter out to nothing. But there will be always a few that will not only respond to the grace gospel and believe in Christ, but then with positive volition and humility, they will seek out that sound Bible teaching church and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and advance to maturity. So this is what he is presenting here in parable form. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, like putting seed on the concrete. And the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. And then Jesus said, "He who has ears, let him hear." Now, verse 18, he explained this parable that he taught. Verse 18, "Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it because of negative volition," he is negative volition. The grace gospel is given, they are negative volition, say no. Does not understand it. The evil one is Satan. He always has. And we're going to be studying this, by the way, in Wednesday night class, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the paragraph on witnessing for Christ. And it will cover these things as well. We'll get it explained in detail. And does not understand it, then the evil one, Satan, comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. The good soil, that's the winner believer. That's the one who not only responded to the gospel and believed in Christ, but then with positive volition and genuine humility, seeked out a sound Bible teaching church so he can get the word, and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, and become a winner believer. And what are the greater grace blessings described as? Well, a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. Greater grace blessings that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. So that's the analogy to the harvest. Fourth category are the word crowns. And three crowns mentioned in the New Testament scriptures: the crown of righteousness, the crown of life, the crown of glory. The crown of righteousness and the crown of life are available to every church-age believer. The crown of glory is available for the communicator of the Word of God, both apostles in the pre-canon period of the church age and pastor-teachers in the post-canon period of the church age. But three categories of crowns. First one, the crown of righteousness. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. This 2 Timothy is the last letter that the Apostle Paul wrote. He was arrested in prison and waiting his execution. He knew he was going to be executed. This is the last letter he wrote. Perhaps the greatest believer of all time. Real close between Paul and Moses, but definitely right there, one of the greatest believers of all time. And he knows. He knows shortly after he finishes 2 Timothy, he is going to be executed. He'll be absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. He's not dying because of old age. He's not dying because he's terminally ill. He's being executed. And what is his crime? He's a Christian. And you're going to be seeing that in our country. We're seeing it all around the world. Right now in China, Christians are being put to death all over China. The Communist Party is out to destroy Christians in China. This is also the thinking in the United States of America. The Christian, the believer who believes that Jesus Christ is the living and true God, the only Savior, the believer who believes that the Word of God is absolute truth, we are the enemy to socialists, to liberals. We're the enemy. And you're going to see the same thing. Christians put in prison, executed. Why? Because they're a Christian. Well, this is Paul, 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. He says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure." And I love that. I love that. This is how he describes physical death. My departure. Sounds like he's in a rocket ship and away he goes. And that's pretty much it. Time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, the day of the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat of Christ, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And that loving the Lord and his appearing, that's a virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. Personal love for God the Father, occupation with Jesus Christ. So the crown of righteousness. There's also the crown of life. Turn over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 12. And he starts out, we have the word, I don't know what you have in your translation, blessed. The Greek word is makarioi. It's in the plural. That's the plural ending, omicron iota. M-A-K-A-R-I, and then we have O-I. Plural. It literally means happiness in the singular, and this is in the plural, happinesses. Happinesses is the man who perseveres. Now, what is that word? Persevere. hupomeno. H-U-P-O. That's under. And meno. M-E-N, long O. To remain. To stay. To remain under, to stay under, to stay under the pressure. Don't quit. Don't run away. But you stay under. What is this? This is suffering, persevering. This is suffering for blessing that God blesses the winner believer with. Spiritual hurdling. You get to run spiritual hurdles. And you remain under the pressure. You clear the hurdles. You use God's problem-solving devices. And the greatest of those problem-solving devices include virtue love. Personal love for God the Father. Occupation with Jesus Christ. Sharing the happiness of God. And clear the hurdles in times of suffering for blessing. Happiness is to the man who perseveres under suffering for blessing. Under testing. Because when he passes the test, you pass the suffering for blessing, you clear the hurdle by using God's problem-solving devices, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And again, love him, that's virtue love, personal love for God the Father, occupation with Christ. But notice, the key here is, as a winner believer, you will receive suffering for blessing. That isn't anything to look down at or say, no, damn. No. I mean, you ought to throw a party. This is great blessing that God has given to you. An opportunity to honor him and glorify him in times of adversity, suffering, testing. And when you clear those hurdles, you will receive the crown of life. Now all of you can receive. I expect you to receive the crown of righteousness. I expect you to receive the crown of life. Adversity isn't anything to be upset about. Suffering for blessing is a great honor. It means that you have advanced far enough in spiritual maturity that God can bless you in a special way. And you already have everything you need to clear the hurdles. God's problem-solving devices. Now you get to use them. Faith, rest, life. Virtue, love. Personal sense of destiny. You apply these and clear the hurdles. And when you do that, you will not only receive the crown of righteousness as a spiritually mature believer, but also the crown of life. This is also described in Revelation 2. Turn over to Revelation 2. Revelation 2. Revelation 2, verse 10. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. And this again is suffering for blessing. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you. And you will suffer persecution, suffering for blessing, for 10 times. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. So we have the crown of righteousness, we have the crown of life, and there's the third crown, the crown of glory. And this is reserved for God's faithful communicators. Turn over to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 1. He starts out and he says, to the elders. Now, what's the word there? Presbyteros. Looks like that in the Greek, P-R-E-S-B-U-T-E-R-O-S. We get Presbyterian from this. Presbyteros literally means the old man. It has here elder. It sounds like they're Mormon here, but it's not. It means the old man. And it doesn't mean you have to be old to be the old man. You could be 20 and be the old man. When I came here, I was 27 years old. I know. Geez, now you're 107 years old. Came here when I was 27. And when I came here, I was the old man. Doesn't matter your chronological age. You could be 27 and be the old man. 30 and be the old man. 40 and be the old man. It means you're the one. The military has this. They consider in the Navy, the admiral is the old, he's the old man. He's the one in top authority. He's the old man. And that is the communicator of the Word of God. He's the old man. So to the pastors among you, I appeal to you as a fellow presbyteros, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Then he has some warnings. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as, and now here's another word for the pastor teacher, not only presbyteros, but episkopos. E-P-I-S-K-O-P-O-S. Episkopos. Translated here, overseer. He is the one who establishes the policy of the local church. He's the one who is watching over the flock, the congregation. So he says, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as episkopoi. Not because you must, but because you are willing. You want to. I'm not serving as a pastor because I must. God gave me the gift of pastor teacher. This is what I'm here for. The only reason I am here is to feed God's sheep. That's the only reason I am here. Feed his sheep. And when I'm doing what God put me here to do, I'm happy. This is my happy place. I always, every day, I tell Debbie and Buddy, the dog, that's the dog, Buddy. And the dog is totally, I said, Buddy, I'm going to the happy place. I'll see you there. This is my happy place. Every day. I'm on vacation all the time. My vacation is doing what God put me here to do. When you are doing what God put you here to do, you'll be the same thing for you. You'll be on vacation all the time. So he says, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as episkopoi, not because you must, but because you want to, you're willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy. Don't go into the ministry to make money. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve the living and true God. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And then, when the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, appears, the rapture, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. This is reserved for the communicators, God's faithful communicators of His Word. In the pre-canon period of the church age, it included apostles. We're in the post-canon period of the church age, the pastor-teacher. The fifth category is the order of the morning star. The order of the morning star. Turn over to Revelation chapter 2. And now we're going to have our participle ha nikon. That's H-O-N-I-K, long O-N, ha-nikon. The articular participle. Verse 26, Revelation 2, 26. To the winner believer, you might have to him who overcomes. It's the articular participle of nikao. Nikao means to be the victor, to be the winner. And you would translate this as a noun, the winner believer. To the winner believer, to the victor, who does my will to the end. You've advanced to spiritual maturity. You've grown up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You fulfilled God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. You have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. To the winner believer, Hanakon, who does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. That's a part of his greater grace blessing in the millennial reign of Christ on the earth. And then verse 28, I will also give him the morning star. I will also give him the morning star. So here we have the order of the morning star. Five categories of rewards are mentioned. Cities, Luke 19, 12 to 27. A special city, the New Jerusalem. Analogy to the harvest. Crowns, the crown of righteousness, the crown of life, the crown of glory, and the order of the morning star. All right. Next week, we will get back into the great parenthesis. And get back into a contrastive parallelism. Some of you, a couple of you really like that, contrastive parallelism. Well, we'll get back into it in detail in verses 13 to 17 with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.